Siman Tov Reish Mem. Yes, yesterday we did Sif Aleph. We discussed the Esrog Ayavesh, which is possible. Now we're up to Sif Beis. We'll try to do Beis and Gimel and maybe even Dal. So the Mishnah in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Dalet on the Beis that tells us Esrog Hagazo Ayavesh possible. Gives a whole list. Then it says Nikev. That's a whole. Now there's a machokes hagirsas. Our girsa is v'chaser kol shehu. So there's a machokes if the vav is supposed to be there or not. A nikev is a whole. Chaser kol shehu means it's chaser. It's missing. Part of the flesh of the esrog is missing. It's going to be possible. And the end of the mishnah says nikev. If you have a whole v'lo chaser kol shehu and nothing is missing. So that's going to be kosher. The whole itself is not going to kosher, not going to passel the esrog. Then the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Tani Ula Nikev Nekev Mifulash B'Mashehu. So Sif Aleph was like a perfect introduction, I guess, to Sif Beis, because we spoke about testing and checking the esrog to see if it's dry by sticking in a needle, and Rabbi Cheskel asked. You put it in a needle, you're going to passel it. So the Mishabura Sifkot and Gimel, the beginning of the Simeon discusses that, and this is the sugya now of Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. So Ula distinguishes between two different types of holes. Nikev nekev mifulash b'mashu. If it goes all the way through, it's going to be possible b'mashu. You have to know what the b'mashu means. If the hole does not go all the way through, it's only going to be possible biki isar, if it is the size of an isar. Yes, pretty big, the size of a coin, right? It's pretty big. Now, the dev mefulash usually means from side to side, right? Like you showed the picture from one side of the esrog all the way through to the other side of the esrog. And that's how Rashi understands Mefulash, which is the simple, the Pashup Shah. Tosis brings down Yerushalmi that explains that Mefulash could be Mefulash not all the way through, but just into the Chadre Hazera, into the area containing the seeds, which means it's only going into one side of the Esrog, not going all the way through at all, but it has to go through a section of the Esrog, the middle part that has the seeds. All the way on top there's no seeds. All the way on the bottom there's no seeds. I mean, most of it does have seeds, but it's not all the way down on the bottom, somewhere in the middle. So if you puncture from the outside, that's called mefulash if it goes all the way into the seed. So that's a big mefulkes. Rishonim about mefulash. Now, the Ran brings down the girsa, the two different girsos in the Mishnah, and explains how to understand it. Let's go through that for a second. No, but now, Rashi holds that the girsa is nikev, it got a hole, v'chaser kol shehu, and it is missing now something. Something is missing. And Rashi explains, and Ran's explaining. Rashi also, this is one psul. It's not nikev is one thing, and chaser is another thing. Nikev v'chaser kol shehu, there's a bab there, and the two go together. There's a hole, and it's missing something. If there's a hole, and it's missing something, that's what's going to be possible. And that's going to be the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. And if it gets a hole and it's not chaser kol shehu, then it's going to be kosher. If it's not missing anything, even if the hole is mifulash and it goes all the way through. That's what the Ran says. So the hole, you have a needle, goes all the way through. But if it's not missing anything, nothing fell out, the little bit of juice that might fall out doesn't count. So therefore, it's not considered chaser. It has a neck and it has a hole because there's a needle sticking through from side to side. It's not missing anything. According to this opinion, even if the neck is mifulash, it's not going to be possible because it's not missing anything from the esrog. Then the Ran gives the second opinion. The rank is a yeshe pirshu, but the trei psule ninu, that this is not one thing. These are two separate things. There's a psul of nekev, that comes from the needle. And there's a different psul called chaser. However it happened, a little piece fell off of the esrog. So there it says like this. If you have a nekev mefulash, there's two separate things. So nekev is pasul on its own, and chaser is pasul on its own according to this. According to the first way, only have the two together. There's a needle, and it's missing something. The second way, a nekev mefulash, if you have a hole going all the way through, and all the way through, deals with that. Nekev mefulash, a hole going all the way through, apapi she'eino chaser is going to be pasul. And that's the ikker, first ikker opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that the nekev alone, without being chaser, just putting in the needle, mefulash, chaser, pasul, even though it's not chaser. And then there's another psul, that's called chaser. Chaser kolshu, if it's missing a tiny mashu, even though there's no hole there, it's a chaser kolshu, that's also going to be pasul. So it's a very important nafkamina lalacha, if you have that letter vav there, or you do not have that letter vav there. If you have the letter vav, so then you require both a nekev and for it to be missing something, for it to be pasul. You require two ingredients. So that's somewhat of a kula, because either one without the other will be kosher. If you don't have the vav, then each one is its own independent psul, and each one is going to be pasul, even though it only has one ingredient. Let's see that inside. Tav reish mem ches siv beis. Esrog shenikev net. Nekev again. Tav reish mem ches siv beis. Esrog shenikev nekev mifulash kol shehu pasul. An esrog that has a hole going all the way through is going to be pasul, even though it's not chaser. As tiny as the needle is, as thin as the needle is, it's going to be possible. Okay, that's the opinion that they're two separate things. Just the nekev. V'she'eino mefulash, if the hole is not mefulash, if it doesn't go all the way through, whatever all the way through means, we have to learn about it. Sefkimo, imaya ki isar possible. If it's the size of an isar, which is the size of some sort of coin, which is rather large, then it's going to be possible. If it's missing a teeny tiny piece, it's also going to be possible. So each one is a psul on its own without the other one. Let's do that again. Esok shenike nekev mifulash kol shehu possible. Mishubesu katavav. Afilu eino chasa mina esrog klal. Even though nothing's missing, how do you have a hole with nothing missing? You go shenike b'yidei macha. You stuck in a needle, so the needle went in, but no. Again, even if some juice oozes out, that doesn't count. No flesh of the esrog came out. So you have a nekev without chaser. It's going to be possible. If it's not mifulash, then it has to be the size of an isar. But again, afilu ein bo chisaron. Even though nothing's missing, how do I have a big hole with nothing missing? I take my thumb and I shove it in. Kigon shetocha bo yated rachav. He had a thick something and he kind of banged it into the esrog. So it squished it in. So there's a hole there, but it's not considered to be chaser because it's all there. Just not in the right place. Okay, and then the third psul brought down in the beginning, in the first opinion of the Mechaber, chaser kol shu pasul, mishavisav kotachas. Even if the hole is teeny tiny, do kosher gam came puzzle. It's still going to be puzzle. Okay. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch. So he has one opinion, that's a stam opinion, that's the more machmir opinion. And some say, even if the nekev goes all the way through, it's not going to be possible. But it's not going to be possible unless it's also missing something. I have two ingredients. I need a nekev mifulash with a chisar mashu. And if it's not mifulash, then it needs to be chaser ki isar. It needs to have come out. You need to be missing the size of an isar. Mishmas of Katan says, "V'yesh omrim svilu de tarti l'reyas abayinan." There's two ingredients. If you want to make it pasul, the pasul, the esrog, you require both. Mifulash, the meat with the hole has to go all the way through. V'chisar also needs to be missing something. Without, if it's not missing anything, kosher b'chol gadme. Even though you have a needle going all the way through the aser, it's going to be kosher. If there's something missing from the aser, according to this opinion, the lenient opinion, there's a chilek, there's a distinction. The imhum of fulash, if the hole goes all the way through, whatever all the way through is, we'll see in Siv Gimel. The imhum of fulash, if it goes all the way through, pasul afilu b'chisar kosher. You only need to be missing a teeny tiny piece, and it's going to be possible. The ain't of a foolish, because the whole is not a foolish. You need to be missing something the size of an isa, which is a rather large piece that would be missing. How do we paskin? Continues the Mishabura Sifkotan. That's a kind of the Achmir. Paskin la Achmir. Which means, even if it's chaser, a teeny tiny bit is missing, it's going to be possible. Zulat v'shasat chak, unless it's a shasat chak, masha kosef haramash afikach. Like we're soon going to see in the Ramah. So, l'chatchila, we machmir like the first opinion, that any one of these is going to make it possible. Either a nekem mefulash, even though it's not missing anything, or if it's missing even a mashihu, or if it's not missing anything, that's not mufulash, but it's a big hole, it's a big, got a big bumba, the size of an isar, then it's going to be possible. Continues the Rambam, Aga, v'nogu l'hashem v'kovim shenasu v'ilan ayidei kotzim, the custom is that the holes that are created when the esrog is on the tree because of the thorns that puncture it, the nagu to make it and say it's kosher, even though something is missing from it, because that's the normal way the esrog grows, around thorns and gets holes. Mew, however, not so simple. If it did not heal itself and the did not grow over the hole, it's going to be possible, as far as Rishona, Apabisha, and Mefulash. It's still going to be possible, according to the first opinion, even though the hole is not Mefulash. So, the meaning is to be Mekel, but you're only allowed to be Mekel if it gets covered up. The puncture gets covered up. What does that look like? How do you know? Mishabura Sivkata Yud, Abish Yeshbem Chisa, Ratzaloma, Shinir Lefam Be Esther Shebo Neke Bodob Mechubar. You see there's a hole when it's attached to the tree. Ela Shinikram Alav or Ubasami the Mala. But you can see there's a hole, but it's covered over by the skin of the Esther. A little bit of the meat of the Esther, so I don't know how you see there's a hole if it's covered up. But if it stays with the puncture from the thorn, even though it happened from its own, its thorn, it didn't drop it, the kid didn't smash it. It was a thorn, the way it normally grows, while it's on the tree, it's still going to be possible. That's why the Ramah concludes. You have to make sure that the puncture is covered up with or and bazar. Otherwise, it's going to be possible according to the first opinion, which is how we basically pass it. The Hamon Am Toim Begam. Many people make a mistake with this. Shesover, they think sheyesh kula kishenasa nekem ayidei kotzim. They think that if the hole came by itself through a puncture from a thorn while it's on the tree, that's okay. And it's not okay. It's only okay if it kind of heals itself somewhat while it's on the tree. Otherwise, it's not. However, continue the Mishnah Berurah of cutting it out. Vim yesh safek b'zeh im abasar kayam. Now, if you have some sort of safek, it's covered up, I guess, somewhat, but you're not really sure if it's fully covered up. I don't know. Again, it's hard to understand what we're talking about. That's why to learn Avramina well, you need shimush, you need someone who sat with Rabbanim who can point to each part of the esrog, and this is what happened here, this is what happened there. Otherwise, and they have a lot of picture books, but the truth is, I didn't look at the picture book. I have a few picture books, maybe they have the pictures. Now, what if you have a suffix? You're not sure, which was the question, you know, you're not sure if it covered over with basar, it covered over, I guess, with some sort of the outermost layer. You don't know what's going inside. Azlina Lakula. We are lenient. Why are we lenient? Kevish Adea, furnace relay, I feel it, but Vada Yeshkasar and Kasha Kosh in a foolish. Because the second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's not the main opinion, the second opinion says for a hole like this to be puzzle, it's not going to be puzzle a hole like this, because in order for chaser to be puzzle, it either has to be mafulash, which is not, I'm not going all the way through, just like a thorn, or it has to be the size of an isar, which is much bigger than the size of the thorn. So according to the second opinion, Shulchan Aruch, which is not the accurate opinion, but there's room over there to be making. Here we're dealing with a suffix, and it came through the tree. So, according to the second opinion, even if you knew for sure that it was punctured, it would be, and it didn't heal, it would be kosher. So, Shapir Nisman has a suffix, you could rely on the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch in the case where you're dealing with a suffix. But feeling suffix, Hashem, Higia, Pilush, Hanekam, Achadri, Azera. Even if there's a suffix, if the thorn punctured all the way into the seed section, and we said that there's a strong opinion in the Rishonim that all the way into the seeds is considered mafulash, gam ken yesh lahachshir, Mishra says you can still be lenient. Why? Shekol she'ina barur lana, because there's a big machokas, which is not really settled, in Siv Dalet, Siv Gimel. Which one is the real mafulash? So therefore, he says, "Kol she'ina baru lano." If we're not sure, shehigi al chadri azera, that the hole reached all the way to the seeds. Yesh lismach al divrei ha'omim shafil imigi al chadri azera in a nekonekam fulash. Ve'ena pasuk elkein yesh bo chisaron. So you can be lenient because there's an opinion that says even if it went all the way into the seeds, that's not called befulash. And here we don't know if it went all the way into the seeds. So therefore, one can be maker. Yeah. And if it did go all the way into the seeds, it's only going to pass out if it's missing something, according to the second opinion. So finish up the Ramos in Beis. V'shatzotak yesh lohakil kisvara achrona. Lahach shechisaron she'eino ki'isar ve'eino nekem v'kula. So v'shatzotak, if one is stuck, one can be lenient. Like the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch. V'shatzotak. Then you should go with the first opinion. But a person stuck, he can rely on the second opinion to allow an esrog, even if it's missing a chunk, as long as the chunk is less than the size of an isar, and as long as the hole does not go all the way through. We don't know yet what all the way through is necessarily, but as long as it doesn't go all the way through, the Mishnah says, if touching your base, you can even make a bracha on such an esrog. Sif Gimel brings down the machlekes about mafulash. What does it mean the hole goes all the way through? Yesh, mefarshim kipshuto. Some explain like the simple explanation. Simple understanding. The hand of Shadikim inside the other side that goes from one side to the other, from right to left, from left to right, through the whole Esau. The Yesh Mefarshim Shekema Shadikim Ad Chadri Hazera. Some say if the hole just goes into the area where the seeds are located, Shagarin Nibisoko, if it gets into where the seeds are, make me the foolish. That's enough to be called the foolish. Why should that be called the foolish? So, Mishimura kind of explains, I guess, the lashon of there, Tzivkot Yigimel, that it's mafulash through the whole outer shell of the esrog. That's what mafulash means. It doesn't mean mafulash through the whole esrog. Mafulash means through the whole, you know, the whole klipah of the esrog. Now, in the Mishimura Tzivkot Yigimel, third line. Sif talking again. Ulini halacha yesh lahachmon kisar achrona. The chapila with machna like kisar achrona. That mafulish means even if it just went into the seeds, it didn't go all the way through the entire esrog. Ava b'shasat chak. If you're stuck, you're in Siberia. She'ir b'shalim to esrog achar. You can't find another esrog. Yesh this mochal svar rishona. You can rely on the first opinion. Now only if it goes all the way through is it considered foolish. And then you can make a bracha on such an esrog. And certainly, if it's not missing anything, like a needle went all the way through, into the seeds. Why? The Yesh says Svek Sveka, because now we have a double suffix, Svek Sveka. Shem Halacha Keshom Nishkevesiv Beis. Maybe the Halacha is like the second opinion in Siv Beis, like the Yesh of him. Yigabu Mufulash, Dafka, Kishi Yesh Chisaron. So here there's no Chisaron. So maybe the Halacha is that you need a Chisaron. Oh, but it's if in the beginning it's a base, we hold even with that. Yeah, but maybe this is not called Mefulash. Because it's only Mefulash according to one opinion. It didn't go all the way through. It just went into the area with the seeds. So since it only went into the area with the seeds, and it's not missing anything, and it's a Shazatak, or even if it is missing something, certainly if it's not missing anything, so then one can be lenient. Now, what if it goes all the way through on the bottom, like our picture over here, Dirshu picture 8. It goes all the way through on the bottom. There's no seeds on the bottom. What's the status of that? So Mishabura says, the thick klipa, the thick shell, peel, all the way through, but not near the seeds, all the way at the bottom. The bottom of the esrog. That's called mafulish. According to all opinions, that's called mafulish. And then the issue says on footnote 29 on page 79, and there they bring down the chazan issue disagrees. That mafulish is only if it goes through the seeds. If it goes all the way through on the bottom with no seeds, that's not called mafulish, says the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish is lenient over here, where the Mishabura is mach. Try to do Sif Dalit. Sif Dalit is a shy little Gemara. The Gemara doesn't answer it. I don't understand how they know what's good on the inside of the Esrog. Sif Dalit. Esrog Shinimoach. The Esrog on the inside. Nimoach Kobasaro Bifnim. On the inside, it all like disintegrated. And the outside is Kayam. The outside is complete. But on the inside, it disintegrated. How do you know? I have no idea. The Chadri Hazera Kayam and Bifnim. So the basar of the tree disintegrated, but you still have the area where the seeds are that's intact. How do you know that? I have no idea. They have an x-ray machine. Kosher, the H postly. So this is a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara has this question. The Gemara does not answer the question. So the Bir Halacha, the Gemara Esrog Sheni Moach, says that the first opinion holds it's a psul d'rabbanan, and the Gemara doesn't answer the question, so it becomes a suffix d'rabbanan, suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. So the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch is Dalet is Nekev. The second opinion holds it's a shaylah d'araisa, becomes a suffix d'araisa l'chumra. Now it all becomes a suffix d'araisa l'chumra on the first day. But, okay. Now Mishmur says, if Tatan says, Vav, Tezayin, Kayamim, the Yuchal Hargish, Namazeb, but Mishmur Shayat. Through feeling the Esrog, you can feel that the meat is missing, but the seeds are intact. Okay. I think you need to be a real professional to be able to do that. But and Mishmur concludes, if Tatan Yazayin, Lachumna, Yesh Lahapam, but Namazeb, but Makom, Shef. That's Safesh Memchas, Sif, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet.